With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. North Carolina GOP Senator Tom Tillis says Republicans may have to work some long days to take advantage of their opportunities once Donald Trump is sworn in.
The American people need results. And anybody who wants to go to the mic and say, I'm uncomfortable with working 7 days a week, should say that to the public, not to me in a conference.
And Tillis says they may have to work some very long hours and be willing to lay aside differences to accomplish the Trump agenda.
The problem you run into when you got razor-thin margins is everybody has their own idea of what the best possible thing is. So we've got to get people on the same page.
The judge overseeing the trial of a man accused of using a deadly chokehold on an unruly subway passenger, dismissing the manslaughter charge at the request of the prosecution that will allow the jury to consider a lesser count, criminally negligent homicide. Also at SRNnews.com, work-life balance maybe isn't working for a lot of women.
The reason why is because roughly half of working women reported feeling stressed a lot of the day, compared to about 4 in 10 men. A recent Gallup report suggests that competing demands of work and home comprise part of the problem. Working women who are parents or guardians are more likely than men who are parents to say they have declined or delayed a promotion at work because of personal or family obligations. And mothers are more likely than fathers to strongly agree that they are the default responders for unexpected child care issues. Ron Taylor reporting.
A judge upholding the consideration of race and admission to U.S. Naval Academy, ruling that military cohesion and other national security factors mean the officer training school should not be subjected to the same standards as civilian schools. This is SRN News. It is that time of year. The Red Kettle campaign is well underway.
The Salvation Army's annual effort to raise money for the poor around Christmas will feature thousands of bell ringers outside of stores and other establishments now till December 25th. A big chunk of the Giant Christian Ministry's yearly budget is gathered at this time, and organizers are hoping Americans will be generous. However, with 4 years of inflation and economic precarity weighing people down, generosity may be depressed this season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
King Kong's top court upholding earlier rulings that favor the granting of subsidized housing benefits and equal inheritance rights to gay couples. The court's final appeals dismissal of the government appeals, ending some years-long legal battles between homosexuals and Hong Kong's housing authority. This is SRN News. A majority of Supreme Court justices didn't seem convinced that federal regulators misled companies as they refused to allow them to sell sweet-flavored vaping products.
The High Court did raise questions about an FDA crackdown that included denials on sales of more than a million nicotine products formulated to taste like fruit, dessert, or candy. The case this week came a month before the start of the second Trump administration, which could change the FDA's approach after he vowed to save vaping. The court expected to decide the case in the coming months. John Scott reporting.
Nearly 3 out of 10 drugstores in America that were open during the previous decade had closed by 2021. A study published in Health Affairs says Black and Latino neighborhoods have been hit the hardest by the retail pharmacy closures. More details at SRNnews.com.